Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. Today is the 15th of March. My name is Rakesh Sharma. Let's get to the news. Former Indian cricket captain Sourav Ganguly has been appointed as advisor of the Delhi Capitals for the upcoming edition of the Indian Premier League. In his new role, Ganguly will work closely with the team's head coach, Ricky Ponting. Speaking about his new role, Ganguly said, and I quote, "I am very pleased to come on board with the Delhi Capitals. Having known the Jindals and the JSW group for years, I'm now excited to be a part of their latest sports venture. I'm really looking forward to working with the players and the support staff," unquote. The Delhi Capitals have never won the IPL and are looking to turn around their fortunes this year. Delhi Capitals chairman Parth Jindal said, and I quote, "Sourav is one of the most astute minds in world cricket. A lot of what we see in Indian cricket today was born because of Sourav. His aggression, positivity and never-say-die attitude are traits we want the Delhi Capitals team to imbibe. It is truly an honour that Sourav has chosen Delhi as his IPL team. I have no doubt that our team will benefit immensely from his experience, guidance and advice. Sourav has been like family to me and I'm deeply humbled to have him as an advisor." Unquote. After retiring from cricket, Ganguly has been an administrator for more than 5 years now and is the current president of the Cricket Association of Bengal. However, he denied that his role as advisor with the Delhi team could lead to a conflict of interest. He explained, and I quote, "There is absolutely no conflict of interest. I resigned from the IPL Governing Council earlier. I have spoken to the COA too before committing myself to the role," unquote. He said contributing in technical matters and strategy is what excites him the most. He told PTI, and I quote, "I'm feeling very excited. Always wanted to return to cricket. You can say I'm a happy man. Yes, I was the captain of KKR, but this role is totally different from that. Playing on the field is different from providing inputs sitting in the dugout. As a captain, I also had to execute the plans on the field, but this time the onus is on the cricketers to perform," unquote. In badminton news, Indian shuttlers Shubhankar Day and Riya Mukherjee advanced to the men's and women's singles quarterfinals, respectively, of the Swiss Open in Basel on Thursday. The doubles and mixed doubles teams also qualified for the round of eight. Day won a hard-fought victory over 5th seed Jonathan Christie of Indonesia. After a match that went on for 1 hour and 11 minutes, Day prevailed 12-21, 22-20, 21-17. He will face reigning Olympic champion and two-time All-England champion Chen Long of China in the next round. In the women's draw, Riya Mukherjee qualified for the quarterfinals after her opponent from Canada, Michelle Lee, retired hurt. Mukherjee was leading 18-16 at the time. She will take on the top-seeded Chen Yufei of China in her next match. In women's doubles, Ashwini Ponnappa and N. Sikki Reddy won 21-14, 21-17 over Nadia van Gouser of Switzerland and Iris Tabeling of the Netherlands to enter the quarterfinals. In mixed doubles, M.R. Arjun and K. Manisha defeated fellow Indians Pranav Jerry Chopra and Sikki 21-16, 16-21, 21-15 in a hard-fought 55-minute match to advance to the quarterfinals. Indian gymnast Deepa Karmakar qualified for the vault finals at Artistic Gymnastics World Cup after finishing third in the qualifying round. 25-year-old Deepa, who had finished fourth in the event at the 2016 Rio Olympics, performed a higher difficulty hand front 540 vault for the first time in the competition. She finished with 14.466 and 14.133 points in the two qualifying round vaults for an average of 14.299. American gymnast Jade Carey took the top spot in the qualifying round with an average score of 14.7, while Alexa Moreno of Mexico finished second with 14.533. The top eight finishers qualify for the final that will be held on Saturday. Gymnastics Federation of India Vice President Riyaz Bharti praised Deepa, saying, and I quote, "It's a good performance by Deepa. Let us hope that she stands on the podium after Saturday's final and take one more step towards Olympic qualification," unquote. Some startling news for Indian cricket fans. Kolkata police charged bowler Mohammad Shami in dowry and sexual harassment cases yesterday. An ANI report stated that a charge sheet has been filed in Alipore Police Court against Shami under IPC 498A that pertains to dowry harassment and 354A which pertains to sexual harassment. Shami's wife, Haseen Jahan, had accused him of sexual offences and domestic violence in March 2018 after exposing his alleged extramarital affair publicly. She had also lodged an FIR with Kolkata police for the same. Jahan also accused him of match fixing, but the BCCI gave Shami a clean sheet after an investigation. After that investigation, Shami made a strong comeback to the Indian team. He bowled superbly during India's tour of Australia and during the home series against Australia. Shami was handed a Grade A central contract by BCCI and is a strong contender for India's squad for the 2019 World Cup.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.